National Make a Difference Day is October 27th, but for folks in Rutherford County, North Carolina, a single day just isn't enough. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. For 11 years, the Rutherford Housing Partnership and United Way of Rutherford County have joined forces for a week of caring. Nell Bovender, Executive Director of the Rutherford Housing Partnership, talked with me about that project and others that are happening in October. Let's start with a week of caring.
It's in conjunction with National Make a Difference Day, that always the third Saturday of the month, and it's just a day of working in the community to make a difference. In Rutherford County, however, we learned real quickly that people wanted to have a whole week to get the jobs done. So this year it's October the 20th through the 27th.
At this point, though, you need two things. You need volunteers, and you need to know the people that need help. Right?
Right. We need to know who needs help. We have gotten applications for assistance from a lot of senior adults who go to the senior center or who get Meals on Wheels. We also do work for agencies, United Way agencies, like Family Resources, who runs domestic violence shelter and a program for children of abuse. They have facilities that need mulch and gutters cleaned, that kind of stuff. So sometimes a group will decide they want to adopt a particular agency to do some work for. The third piece of it, the reason Rutherford Housing Partnership was interested in becoming involved, is we have ongoing needs for groups interested in building a handicap ramp, repairing a porch. Usually during the week of caring, we get a volunteer group that will repair a roof. So we have urgent repair needs year-round, and so we'll match some of the more skilled groups to that kind of a job.
So you're looking for anybody and everybody in Rutherford County that's willing to give some time to work for doing some of these jobs during the week of caring.
Yep, that's exactly what we need. We sometimes hear from coworkers. In the beginning, we had several of the local companies would give employees who wanted to take a day, they could take a day or half a day on the clock, and they would go out and adopt projects. Those companies are no longer in the county, but we still have several companies. Timken and Tanner are both real good at helping. A lot of small businesses will get all the employees together, you know, just three or four folks. They'll do a project together. A lot of times it's a church group, youth group, or a men's group at churches. So it's anybody. So it's a wonderful way to build camaraderie among a work situation. It's a wonderful way for a church group to put their faith in action. It's a wonderful example for a family to show their children. So there's all kinds of good things that come from it.
Oh, absolutely. And once a person has done something like this and seen how many folks are in need and get that good feeling from helping out, I'll bet a bunch of them come back and bring their friends and family with them.
Yeah. Most of what we get are repeat customers, I like to say. Repeat customers among the volunteers and among those who need help each fall. A lot of times friendships develop.
Many of these folks just feel too embarrassed to ask for help.
Yes, it is difficult sometimes, and we try to get beyond that, particularly when it's a more urgent need. Some folks aren't real willing to share their need for a new roof or that their floor is caving in. Some of the more urgent things, there's some pride, there's some embarrassment that they haven't been able to keep their house up. But that's just a fact of life for so many, particularly in this county, with so many families unemployed. You know, if you don't have a job, you can't help your grandmother get some of the repairs that she needs at her house. So to have an agency like ours in place to try to make those repairs happen is a real blessing for this community. Most of our referrals come from home health agency professionals who have begun to visit the home because there's a health need, and they will often spot something and refer folks to the program. And the home health agency, sometimes it's hospice, sometimes it's occasionally social services, and sometimes it's a church group. Some churches may have volunteers who can do a more skilled job, but they don't have the funds. I mean, churches are suffering right now as folks don't have as much money. So they do come from all over.
How would someone get in touch, either to volunteer or to ask for help?
If they need help or if they want to volunteer, the number to call is 828-248-3431. they want to email us is nbovender, that's B-O-V like Victor, E-N-D-E-R, at yahoo.com.
Now, there is one other event that's coming up in October, and that is a little bit sooner than the Week of Caring. And this is a celebration as well as a fundraiser for the Rutherford Housing Partnership, the Rutherford Women Roofers.
Yes, one of the most faithful groups that has helped Rutherford Housing Partnership over the last 10 years are the Women Roofers. In fact, they started during a Week of Caring 10 years ago. So we are celebrating the Women Roofers' 10th anniversary with a reception on the same night that the foundation is having a show. It's a one-woman show, Faye Lane's Beauty Shop Stories. That sounded like a good match for Women Roofers. So we'll be having a reception that night and going to that show together. It's a good group. At least 50 different women have gotten on the roof at some point over the last 10 years and nailed a nail or helped scrape off shingles or helped us on the ground. So we've got a huge group of women who have tried this. And for folks who aren't aware, most of us are, what's a polite way of saying? We are middle-aged or higher.
Of that special age.
Who never had a clue that they could roof, have been taught how to roof. And we probably do four, maybe five roofs a year. We're using our anniversary as a way to get together and tell people who we are and what we do. We're trying to recruit more women to help us. We'd love to get some younger women.
Hey, age is all a state of mind, and I just graduated from college.
The date is Thursday, October the 18th.
The 11th annual Week of Caring leading up to National Make a Difference Day is October 20th through the 27th. The celebration of the 10th anniversary of the Rutherford Women Roofers coming up on October 18th at the Foundation Performing Arts Center. Call the same number for details about that as well. Volunteers can call 828-248-3431 or contact by email nbovender@yahoo.com. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.